In the morning, Sugar woke up and felt Storm's body pressed against hers. She couldn't believe this had happened again. Despite all the promises she'd made to herself to keep things casual, now while living under his roof, she'd crawled into bed with him. There were so many things that Sugar couldn't afford to forget, especially the fact that she was pregnant, and that was still very much a problem they had to deal with before it got too late. Sugar had sensed some hesitation in both of them to just handle it. She couldn't figure out where the trepidation had come from. Storm certainly didn't seem hesitant to pursue other things that he wanted. Sugar's wriggling shook Storm awake. For a moment, he'd forgotten that this beautiful woman was supposed to be in his bed. He opened his eyes and groggily eyed the brown-skinned nymph lying next to him. She was still as naked as he'd left her the night before. Her smooth skin shone in the grayish morning light. She smelled like lotion and freshly cut flowers. The sounds of the village below began to bubble up as everyone started their morning routines. Storm thanked his lucky stars that today was Saturday. "Good morning," Sugar said. She sat up, her large breasts swinging into view as she did. Storm felt immediately tantalized by the presence of her bosom. He could feel his hardness stirring in his pants, drawing his attention to Sugar's slightest movement. Sugar had an effortless sort of beauty unlike anything Storm had ever seen. She was reserved, but sexy. She was tasteful in her mannerisms and dress without sacrificing her appeal. Unlike Sugar, Storm wasn't dealing with the slightest bit of trepidation or anxiety. He had woken up, realized that he'd bed a beautiful woman, and all he could think about was how much more he wanted. It was bright and early Saturday morning, and they had all day long to lie in bed and pleasure each other. Storm had no intention of